We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/hackitout. Just go to Indeed.com/hackitout right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on the Hack It Out Golf podcast. Indeed.com/hackitout. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh, it's Saturday. Celebrate.
Best day of the week, baby.
It will be just fine. Oh, you took a Saturday. Oh, no.
Please stop.
I haven't been planning that all week, obviously. Go on, Lou. That was my finest hour. Lou, what have you got for us?
Scratch players, 225 yards. In the fairway.
0%.
What?
You don't even.
What?
Pod over. Right, thanks for listening. Good luck with your golf today. Yeah.
Scratch players are really good.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
they're
I'm
very
joking.
Good.
Yeah.
So what percent of the time, again, from 225 yards in the fairway, what percent of the time will they end up more than 35 yards short of the hole?
All right, so you're flipping it. Ooh. Okay, so how often will they not hit it far, much of the percentage of the shot they wanted to hit it?
Percent of the time will they be more than 35 yards short of the hole?
Whose
not the green, the hole.
Yeah. So whose turn is it?
So the hole could be way in the back of the green, right? Most greens are not 35 yards deep, so just 35 yards of the hole.
Yeah.
What percent of the time will they be more than 35 or more short of the hole from 225 in the fairway?
I think it's your turn to go first, Greg.
I'm very confident in this. 11.2% is the answer.
11.2 is they will finish. So 11.2, they'll finish more than 30 yards away. Is that what we're saying?
11.2 will finish.
Oh, you two giggling? This is a ruse. This is ridiculous. You two sniggering. I can see you. You've got cameras on. I can literally see you sniggering.
Nothing.
He just texted me the answer.
I texted him the answer before he answered. But he gave the wrong answer. He didn't see the text.
Oh, okay.
That would have been so good.
So it was a legitimate. Yeah, it was a legitimate answer.
I reckon it is higher than that. I'm going to go higher.
I don't know, Mark.
Should I go higher or should I go lower? I'm waiting for my phone because apparently we text each other now, apparently.
Us short-legged fellas got to stick together.
Yeah, I reckon it's higher. I reckon it's close to 16%.
Yeah, it's 26% of the time. So 26% from 225 yards
so
in the
even
fairway.
Even when you tell Greg the right
players,
answer, I still win. Is that what we're saying?
Yes. Particularly when Greg doesn't look at the answer like an idiot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I totally ruined that. I thought he was going to check it.
We need, like in the movie Sting or something where they have like a signal. We need a signal. Something.
Or we should all turn our phones off when we're doing pack
no, we
nights.
Can't do that. Research, Mark.
Was it? 21%?
Exactly. 26%, so one in four shots end up 35 yards or more short of the green from 225 yards in the fairway.
And that's a scratch
golfer. Again, these are scratch players, remember. Yeah, that's it's pretty high.
Yeah,
it's very high.
That is high. And that's, do you know why that is? I know exactly why that is.
Well, it's going to be a couple of reasons, right? There's two factors.
It's one reason.
What is it?
It's because their egos are off the planet and they're still hitting Mizuno blades from 225 yards away. Get the 9 woods and 7 woods out and get on with life. That's why. That's what it is.
One time I hit this club this far, I'm definitely going to hit it now.
Now, go on, Lou. What were you going to say? It's a combination of all of these
combine, and it's choosing wrong clubs.
Yeah, definitely.
And it's poor contact.
Yeah.
But poor contact goes into club selection. Even scratch players do not hit it on the button every time.
Well,
they
totally
do not make perfect contact. And, you know, you cannot you can't expect to make perfect contact every time. I'm not telling you to plan for poor contact, but you can't expect it to be perfect contact every time and hit it as far as you, you know, as you at your best swing. It's not going to go that distance every time. The other thing too that factors into this, this really escalates when they're playing into the wind.
Yeah, I was about to question that.
Yeah, amateurs are much worse than pros at everything, including gauging the wind accurately.
Yeah.
So when you get 225 and you have a 10, 15, 20 mile per hour wind coming into you, that's playing significantly longer.
Or across, isn't it? Mm. I mean, I'm 225
any kind
out,
of hurting wind.
Exactly, and a wind's coming across me. I'm thinking, cool, I could hit this out of bounds if I'm not being careful here. Like, you'd all be anxious of that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Definitely.
Got to get better in the wind. I've just got a notification on my phone, guys, because I get my notification tells me it's – is that going to focus? Mine's saying it's bedtime.
It's bedtime.
So you get the answer. I get told
different
to go
messages.
To bed. That's not as cool, that one. Yeah, so 225, definitely looking at your bag setup would be good. Get the ego clubs out, surely.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was looking, and this all comes from the Argos database, which is creeping up on 700 million shots.
Yeah.
And I was doing some work in there.
Too much data.
Earlier. Too much data. Too many shots. I found a 12 handicap with a one iron in the bag.
Love it.
And I went, oh, no, it can't be a one iron.
Straight away. Sorry, do you know where
I did.
Yeah.
I said, listen, I've been following your progression this year. You got to take that one iron out of the bag.
Is this John? John, you stink at golf. This is Lou from Argos. Just to let you know that I've come around and I've stolen the one iron. You'll thank me later, basically.
Wait till Lou implements that Arcos have electric shot therapy running through those attachments or something. A little bit like, you don't get to use this anymore. Sorry.
They should put little speakers in the top so Lou can speak to people
voice.
At the top. You're waggling your club and Lou's going, you won't hit the green. You're never going to hit the green from here.
Make me part of the app. Yeah, that's
not even Greg Chalmers hits the green for me.
It's a great feature.
You're a 1% chance to hit this shot.
Put the driver off the deck back in the bag and take the hybrid.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
In all seriousness, though, if you are one of these players that has a 1, a 2, a 3 iron in the bag, and for amateurs, you know, 4 iron, even 5 iron, you need to look at other options in all seriousness.
Please do.
You need to look at hybrids. You need to look at 7 woods, 9 woods. I've put them in the bag, and they are a huge, at least for me, a huge uptick in performance. I would encourage you very much to try them out.
Your versatility is increasing, isn't it? Do you know another interesting thing that would be, obviously the data might be able to show us this, I don't know, Lou, but my experience of scratch handicappers, a pattern that we see in the UK a lot. I literally filmed with a guy today who was a scratch handicapper and he now works in golf, and he comes and helps me film for a website that I work with. And he's literally just taken out his long bladed irons because he's watched me when we filmed and I've talked to him about his bag being ridiculous. But he followed this pattern. I don't know his name, so his age. Sorry, Ben, I'm going to get this so wrong. But I'm going to say he's mid-20s to late 20s, okay? So he was a scratch handicapper, went to university, college, played scratch, had speed, probably practiced a lot, probably could handle the clubs he had to a certain extent. He then has now got a job. He's worked for Mizuno. He's working for a big website now. He's got a full-time job. He plays a bit of the weekend. He comes out and films with me and hits a few shots. He's still got the clubs he had when he was hitting full-time shots. And I think you might find lots of scratch handicappers are like that. I would be shocked of a maturer scratch handicapper who is making it harder for themselves like that. I'm sure there are plenty. But you might find in that demographic, you get that crossover. So let's pretend Greg gives up golf like at 30. You know, he just earns enough money, gives it up, comes back socially as a 50-year-old or 45-year-old or 35-year-old like he is now. he will probably still use the clubs he remembers he was good with, even though he might not have the speed. He doesn't practice as much now. And then it takes a few years for him to think, oh, I'm going to swap these out because I'm not as good as I used to be, but I can still get it kind of around. I wonder how many of them are in there. Is that a fair?
I think he retired. He retired at 30 from that all that Sasquatch money, right?
Yeah,
that Nike Sasquatch money. Sasquatch
money. I wish. Yeah.
So again, I mean, basically it's ego based, isn't it? You're trying to play like you used to play when you were 15 to 25 or 22, and then you went off and got a job and came back and you're still thinking you can play like that. Well, no.
Yeah, it could be. You know, the other, I know this stat is about scratch players, and that is not the majority of the people that are listening right now. They're higher handicap players.
Yeah.
And I think the takeaway for them is even for very good amateur players, they are impacted by quality of strike and club selection that they're making.
Yeah.
This magnifies for you. So totally. This is an important part of the bag, and we're not trying, you know, yes, we'd love to hit the green from here as many times as we possibly can. We need to keep it in play, advance it down there as far as you can. And there are other clubs that you should look at and consider that can help you out with this and allow you to be better in this kind of a stat.
Like it. 26%. They could definitely get that down a little bit lower. Saturday stat, as always, make sure you check out the back catalogue. We've got loads of these. It's great.
Hold on. Greg had something.
Well, I was just going to, before we wind up.
Has he had another text?
No more text. No. I clearly lost. I lost in so many ways. But the only thing I would say is this group of people particularly, and anyone really, if you have the chance to sneak out and play a few holes without consequences, take the chance to throw down another golf ball and take another club and try and get it back there closer to pin high. It just getting used to the concept of swallowing your pride a little bit. It's about shooting a lower score. It's not about who hit that one time, that awesome shot that got there. So if you get a chance to practice, sneak out for 9 holes by yourself here or there, it's always nice just to say, well, what if I did this and try something different and see what happens.
Love it. Definitely. There you go. Saturday stat time. Make sure you check out the other episodes. And as always, let us know how we're doing. Make sure you subscribe to the pod if you're not subscribed already so you don't miss another great full episode. And we've also got our ultimate guide to gaining distance running at the minute. Also, we've got our Break 80 series, which has proven so popular. Thanks for everyone's comments on that. Go and check that out if you haven't already. Thanks for listening, and we'll speak to you soon.